Cairo. Egypt's Khaled El Anani, renowned Egyptologist and former Minister of Tourism and Antiquities, has been nominated by the board of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, to become the agency's next Director General. If confirmed by UNESCO's General Conference next month, El Anani will succeed France's Audrey Azoulay, who has led the Paris-based organization since 2017. His selection marks a significant moment for the UN body, which plays a central role in preserving global cultural heritage, advancing education, and promoting scientific collaboration. El Anani, 54, began his career as a tour guide at Egypt's ancient sites before earning his doctorate in France and rising to prominence as a professor of Egyptology at Helwan University in Cairo. He later joined government service, leading Egypt's antiquities and tourism ministries between 2016 and 2022 under President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. During his tenure, he oversaw landmark projects, including the establishment of the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization and the restoration of historic religious and archaeological sites. His leadership helped revitalize Egypt's tourism industry after years of political and economic turbulence. President el-Sisi remarked on the nomination as a historic achievement that adds to Egypt's diplomatic and cultural legacy and to the accomplishments of the Arab and African peoples. The 58-member UNESCO Executive Board selected El Anani after a competitive race that included Firmin Edouard Matoko of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Mexico's Gabriela Ramos, who withdrew earlier this year. The final appointment will be made at UNESCO's General Assembly in Uzbekistan next month. El Anani is expected to steer UNESCO through a challenging period. The organization faces ongoing political divisions and financial uncertainty as the United States prepares to withdraw its membership and its funding, citing disputes over Palestine's continued participation. UNESCO has also been active in conflict monitoring, recently verifying damage to more than 110 cultural heritage sites in Gaza since October 2023. The body's work in protecting world heritage from war, climate change, and urban expansion remains at the heart of its mission. El Anani has pledged to strengthen UNESCO's cultural programs and reaffirm its role as a global advocate for tolerance, intercultural dialogue, and education. He has also expressed commitment to continuing initiatives against anti-Semitism and religious discrimination. His appointment, if ratified, would make him the first Arab to lead the 79-year-old organization.